Senior Story, Chapter 9, The Answer. When the Arizona performance had finished, Giselle ran up to Mr. Craig, shouting, "I have the answer!"
"What are you talking about?"
He was totally clueless.
"I know why I love God!"
Mr. Craig let out a sigh of relief.
"Well, let's hear it."
"During the performance tonight, when I put on the black jacket and walked into the box, something happened. I know I was just playing the part of someone who sinned, but once I was in the box, a bunch of memories came to me of times I really was being selfish. I felt so ugly inside. Then, when Ben came with the white jacket, I understood what he was doing. He was taking my black sin away. And I actually felt all new and clean when I put on the white jacket. That's what Jesus does. He buries all our sins and makes us new."
Mr. Craig flung his arms up and thanked God for his goodness. He gave Giselle a big hug and said,
"That's awesome. You're sharing at the next show."
By the end of January, Giselle had enthusiastically shared about her love and commitment to God at 3 performances, including the one in Mexico. But no one had asked her about how they could know God after any of those shows. Every other team member had been asked that question, except her.
"What am I doing wrong?" she asked Mr. Craig.
"Absolutely nothing, Giselle. Oftentimes, we must stick with something for a while before the reward comes. Like planting seeds. Spinach is full grown in a month. Apple seeds take years. Keep planting seeds of God's truth in others. The fruit will come."
Spring soccer practice had begun. Giselle listened with a heavy heart to the excited conversations of the soccer team and longed to be a part of it.
"I know you're busy with drama this spring," said Coach Dan, "but we're having a preseason game next weekend and you're welcome to play if you're free."
Giselle immediately found Mr. Craig and begged him for the chance to play. It would be the only performance she would miss. "And it's not going to be a big crowd anyway," Giselle said. "It's just the people from Pueblo."
"It's not the size of the performance that matters, Giselle. God doesn't love performances. He loves people," said Mr. Craig. "But I suppose we can get along without you. Go play."
On Saturday morning, Giselle was dressed and ready for the game when the phone rang. She looked. It was Mr. Craig. She let it ring, then waited.
"Hey, Giselle. Hope your bus hasn't left yet," he sounded worried. "Lucy broke her ankle this morning. We can't perform with 2 people out. Call me."
"No way," she huffed. "I am not missing this game."